Solomon Islands' newly elected Prime Minister, Jeremiah Manele, has congratulated the people of the country for a successful election and called for peace. The final results of the election by secret ballot was announced by the Governor-General, Sir David Waunangi, on the steps of Parliament just after midday on Thursday local time.
Past Prime Minister's elections have been met with the act of violence and destruction. Our economy and livelihoods have suffered because of this violence. However, today we show the world that we are better than that. We must respect and uphold the democratic process of electing our Prime Minister and set an example for our children and their children.
Mr. Manele was elected by his fellow parliamentarians on Thursday, polling 31 votes to 18 over rival candidate and former opposition leader Matthew Wale with one abstention. In his first national address, Jeremiah highlighted tax reforms and economic recovery as two major priorities for his government. He says he will announce his cabinet lineup in the coming days and hinted at some of the proposed laws they will be bringing to Parliament.
These bills include the Value Added Tax Bill, Special Economic Zone Bill, the Mineral Resources Bill, the Forestry Bill, and others. Cabinet will meet to decide on the priority legislative and policy programs for 2024, which includes whether we need to revise the 2024 budget or not.
Koroi Hawkins has been following the election in Honiara and he joins me now. Was this result expected?
Hello, Sana. Yes, it was expected. Going into the vote, the two camps took group photos, and in Manele's camp, just from the head count, they had about 28 MPs, and on Matthew Wale's side, they had about 20 MPs. Interestingly, the final outcome, 31 to 18, means that at least two MPs had moved across overnight from Wale's camp to Mr. Manele's camp. So 31 MPs, that's about 2 MPs shy of having a really big majority in Parliament and being able to make things like constitutional amendments without the need for a vote of support from the opposition. So quite a resounding victory for Mr. Manele.
What do we know about the new Prime Minister?
Yes, so Jeremiah Manele is turning 56 years old this year. He's the Member of Parliament for Hograno Kiahavule constituency in Isabel province. He's the country's first ever Prime Minister from Isabel. His home village in Isabel is Samasodu, and he made a reference to this and saying, you know, this the first son of Isabel province to be Prime Minister, quite a momentous occasion for his province. He's served as Minister of Foreign Affairs in the last government and ran in this election under the Our Party banner. However, he's previously been affiliated with the Democratic Alliance Party. He was first elected to Parliament in 2014 and was the leader of the opposition, actually, in the country's 10th Parliament. And he's also previously served as the Minister for Development Planning and Aid Coordination in the 11th Parliament. Before entering politics, Mr. Manele was a long-serving public servant and diplomat representing the country as charged the affairs of the Solomon Islands permanent mission to the United Nations in New York. He holds a Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Papua New Guinea and a Certificate in Foreign Service and International Relations from Oxford University. So quite an experienced politician, former public servant, and in announcing his candidacy and handing over the mantle, the caretaker, former Prime Minister now, Manase Songovare, said he was handing it over to a leader who'd been groomed for this position. So very experienced leader and well qualified for the role.
Has there been much reaction to the outcome? What are people saying?
Yes, we're seeing a lot of messages of congratulations coming in. A lot of people noting that this is the first Prime Minister from Isabel province and those kind of messages coming in. There is a little bit of a disgruntled vibe from some of the losing supporters of the losing side, also because Mr. Manele, while a new prime minister, is the head of a coalition that's essentially the incumbent government coming back to power in a new wrapping with the new name, which is the Coalition for National Unity and Transformation, the former government being the DCGA. So it's kind of the former government that's coming back into power. A lot of people in the elections were sort of calling for change and actually had voted along the lines of change with a lot of independents that had actually overthrown incumbent MPs. So about 50% of incumbent MPs lost their seats in the election. So despite that result on the voting side in the people's election, when it comes to the election of the Prime Minister, it is only the members that decide, the members that elect the leader of the country, and there's no more further participation from the electorate. And so the result will probably irk some people in Honiara, but we're yet to see how that pans out over the next few days.